Exodus chapter 25. And the Lord spoke to Moses and said, Tell the sons of Israel to bring me a heave offering. You shall take my heave offering from every man whose heart wills it. And this is the heave offering which you shall take from them, gold and silver and copper, and blue and purple and scarlet material, and fine linen and goat's hair, and ram's skins dyed red, and badger skins, and acacia wood, and lamp oil, fragrances for anointing oil and for aromatic incense, onyx gemstones, and stones for setting in the ephod and the breastplate. And they shall make me a sanctuary, so that I may dwell in their midst, according to everything that I am about to show you, the model of the tabernacle and the model of all its equipment. And that is how you shall make it. And make an ark of acacia wood, 2.5 cubits in length, and 1.5 cubits in width, and 1.5 cubits in height. And you will overlay it with pure gold. You will overlay it inside and outside, and you will make a golden edge on it all around. And you will cast 4 golden rings for it, and you will put them on its 4 corner posts, with 2 rings on one side of it and 2 rings on the other side of it. And you shall make poles from acacia wood and overlay them with gold. And you will pass the poles through the rings on the sides of the ark to carry the ark by means of them. The poles will be through the rings of the ark. They shall not be removed from it. And you will put the testimony, which I will give you, in the ark. And you will make an atonement cover of pure gold, 2.5 cubits in length, and 1.5 cubits in width. And you will make 2 cherubim of gold. You will make them as beaten work at the 2 ends of the atonement cover. And make 1 cherub at one end, and 1 cherub at the other end. Make the cherubim from the atonement cover at its 2 ends. And the cherubim will be with wings spread upwards, covering the atonement cover with their wings, and they will face each other. The faces of the cherubim will be directed towards the atonement cover. And you will put the atonement cover on the ark from above, and you will put the testimony which I will give you in the ark. And I will meet you there, and I will speak with you from above the atonement cover, from between the 2 cherubim which are on the ark of the testimony. And I will tell you everything that I command you for the sons of Israel. And you shall make a table from acacia wood, 2 cubits in length, and 1 cubit in width, and 1.5 cubits in height. And you will overlay it with pure gold, and you will make a golden edge for it to go around it. And you will make it a rim, 1 handbreadth wide, all around. And you will make a golden edge for the rim, all around. And you will make 4 golden rings for it, and you will put the rings on the 4 corners which are at its 4 legs. And the rings will be joined to the rim, as receptacles for the poles by which to carry the table. And you will make the poles from acacia wood, and you will overlay them with gold, and the table will be carried by means of them. And you will make its dishes and spoons and bowls and vials by which libations are poured. You will make them of pure gold. And you will place showbread on the table before me always. And you will make a lampstand of pure gold. The lampstand will be made as beaten work, its main stem and its branches. Its cups, its knobs, and its flowers will diverge from it. And there will be 6 branches coming out of its sides, 3 branches of the lampstand from one of its sides, and 3 lampstand branches from the other side. There will be 3 almond-shaped cups on 1 branch, with a knob and a flower, and 3 almond-shaped cups on another branch, with a knob and a flower. This is how it will be for the 6 branches coming out of the lampstand. And in the main stem of the lampstand there will be 4 almond-shaped cups with its knobs and its flowers. And there will be a knob under the 2 branches where they diverge from it, and a knob under the 2 branches where they diverge from it, and a knob under the 2 branches where they diverge from it, this being for the 6 branches which come out of the lampstand. Their knobs and their branches will be integral to it. All of it will be work beaten from one piece of pure gold. And you will make its seven lamps, and the lamps will be lit, and it will give light straight forwards. And its snuffing tongs and snuff dishes shall be of pure gold. From a talent of gold he shall make it, with all these accessories. And see that you make them according to the model of them which you were shown on the mountain.